The debate over universal pre-kindergarten shows no signs of slowing down at the state capitol. The Democratic mayor of New York City is not backing down from his plan to tax the wealthy to pay for pre-K, while upstate and suburban Republicans in the state Senate say they will block a vote on the tax proposal. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, in his State of the City address, stuck to his plan to continue to ask state lawmakers for permission to tax the wealthy to fund universal pre-kindergarten. De Blasio says he's not advocating for a statewide income tax.
We're not asking Albany to raise the state income tax by even a penny to pay for universal pre-K and after-school programs here in New York City. We're simply asking Albany to allow New York City to tax itself, its wealthiest residents, those making a half million or more.
But the leader of the Senate Republicans, Dean Skello, says his house is not inclined to vote on a bill, known as a home rule message, to grant permission for tax increases for New York City. Senator Skello and his Republican members represent many parts of Long Island and across upstate New York. Skello says raising taxes now would hurt the economy.
We've seen in the past when New York State went under with bad management, mayor or the city council, it infected the entire state in terms of revenues, in terms of the finance industry. So the last thing we need is to see high earners leave New York State, because then we lose their tax dollars.
Senator Skello's remarks annoyed the leader of the Assembly Democrats, Speaker Sheldon Silver, who's been supportive of the mayor's tax the rich plan.
I don't understand why Senator Skello would remove a viable option from the table at this stage of the budget discussion.
Senate Republicans rule in a coalition government with a handful of breakaway Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference. IDC leader Jeff Klein issued a statement implying that he would hold up the budget over the issue, saying he would not approve a spending plan that fails to realize the vision of universal pre-K. But Klein walked back those comments a day later, saying he was not closing the door on other alternatives to the tax on the wealthy. But he does say a plan by Governor Cuomo to more slowly phase in universal pre-K does not provide enough money soon enough.
The mayor put forth an amount of money which is completely different than what the governor proposed. So there's a gap. So now it's up to us to come up with the money or adapt the mayor's plan.
Governor Cuomo, like the Senate Republicans, is also against raising taxes this year. The state already has a temporary income tax surcharge on the wealthy. Senate GOP leader Skello says he prefers the phased-in pre-K plan advanced by Cuomo. Speaker Silver says he's open to negotiations on both the mayor's and the governor's options. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.